There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Lion. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, a bit clogged up in the throat. Just had some chicken satay. Guys, what the fuck is this storm? To my UK peeps, what the fuck is going on out there? It is vile. It's freezing. I don't know what happened. We had a lovely October. I'm talking about the weather again. It's literally like, it's like it's awkward. Like we've got nothing to talk about. But I've got to discuss it. It's freezing. It was all right in October. It's like 16 degrees. We had an October heat wave, and it's fucking freezing. It is, oh, did you hear that bubble in my throat? Ooh, it is so cold. I've got a full tracksuit on and I'm still freezing. But it's kind of cozy. I had my pumpkins night the other week. Remember I told you guys about it? Everyone was coming over, was going to carve some pumpkins and stuff. And I made everybody the most unreal Bailey's hot chocolate, apart from my brother's girlfriend. She just had a normal hot chocolate because she's preggers. And my 12-year-old nephew just had a normal hot chocolate because he's 12. But the rest of us had Bailey's. Guys, it was unbelievable. The hot chocolate I used was from Marks and Spencer's because I'm rich. No, not really. I'm broke. But it was so stunning. It was like literal real chocolate. Literal chocolate. Like grated chocolate that you melt in milk. Oh, stunning. With a bit of Bailey's in there, whipped cream on the top, and like chocolate sprinkles of like chocolate chips, white chocolate chips, milk chocolate chips, some fudge pieces. Oh my God, who fancies one? Because I fancy one. I ain't got no more hot chocolate though. Could go and get some. Also, we're having pie for dinner. Isn't that such a winter cozy dinner? How nice. What's your favourite pie? My favourite pie is chicken, leek and bacon. I used to make the most unbelievable homemade chicken, leek and bacon pie. Granted, I didn't make my own pastry because I ain't got time for that. I just use the ready to roll stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? But I want to make it again, right? But I can't find the recipe online anymore. So, but it was effort. It was really long. Like, yeah, I can't even remember where to start. But also, we made apple pies last night. I've never made apple pies before, but I made like the little McDonald's style ones where it kind of looks like a sausage roll, but it's an apple pie. And it was yummy. There wasn't enough filling inside, to be fair, but trying to narrow, do you know what I mean? I'm thinking of making some for Christmas Day. Because the last few years, we've gone out for Christmas Day, my family. We've gone to restaurants because it's just so nice. Like, no washing up. You get like, I don't know, it's just so fun. The atmosphere's lush, like I just love it. But there's nowhere to go around me this year, so we've decided we're going to do it at home the traditional way. And there's a lot of us this year. My family's getting bigger and bigger. All my siblings have had or are now having kids, and yeah, it's the table is getting smaller and smaller. Wait, bigger and bigger. The room on the table is getting smaller and smaller, basically. So it's going to be a big job. So what we've actually decided is everyone that's coming around is responsible for a part of the Christmas dinner. So mum's doing the big bits. Mum's doing the meats, the potatoes and the gravy, right? And I am doing the pigs and blankets and the stuffing. Easy peasy, right? My brother and his girlfriend, they're doing creamy leeks and parsnips and carrots. My older sister's doing the, oh, I'm getting starving right now. My older sister's doing the cauliflower cheese. I said, Listen, you can only take this on if you are willing to deliver, because that is my favorite bit. You cannot mess this up, right? Auntie's doing the Swede. We haven't actually told her that yet. So, Leanne, if you're listening, which you should be, you will actually be doing the Swede, but that's because she's just so strong, and you know, like, she just does it the best. No, it's because it's the worst job and she's just good at it. Who wants to do the Swede? It's the worst bit. What's everyone's favorite part about the roast dinner, like, to eat? Mine's the collie cheese. It's the best. I could just eat a plate of that on Christmas Day. Also the bubble and squeak on Boxing Day. Bubble and squeak. Honestly, heaven. Some would say better than the actual roast dinner. Also, we don't do turkey in my family for Christmas. It's a bit shit. Like, sorry, guys, to any of my turkey lovers, but it's a bit dry. Like, just not a big fan. But we can't agree on meats, because we were just like, let's just go chicken. You know, it's close enough. But my older sister's like, chicken's boring. And I'm like, oh, okay. So she's thinking beef. So yeah, we're having a big Christmas prep. We're having a lot of Christmas prep talk at the moment. How has this turned into Christmas? Oh, it's just fun, isn't it? Who's done Christmas shopping yet? November. Can you believe it? Oh, I'm that person. I'm literally being that person. Can you believe it's November? It's like when it gets to 4 o'clock and people start going, it's getting dark already. Can you believe it? It's getting dark already. Dark. Well, anyway. We have the same conversations every year, don't we? But yeah, guys, this episode, I'm really looking forward to it. It is called Inspired by One of You Guys. Love you so, so much. Thank you for this. It is cheating or not cheating, right? So I will preface this by saying the examples we've used, which were all submitted by you guys. So thank you again. The examples we've used, obviously, your two options in the poll is cheating or not cheating. Don't get me wrong, a lot of them, it's not that it's cheating, but it's still fucking wrong. It's still not acceptable. So don't take the cheating answer too literally. Obviously, we understand that some of these things, it's like, well, that's not cheating, but still, I wouldn't fucking have it. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, just wanted to preface it with saying that, but I'm really looking forward to it. We also are going to read out some cheating stories as well, because it just felt a bit fitting. So yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I love you and appreciate you so much for taking the time out of your day to search Lear on the Line on Spotify or Apple, whatever you use. Check for a latest episode and hit play. I love you. That means the world to me. You guys all mean the world to me. So yeah, I hope you're all feeling really good today. Let's spend some time chatting together, having a good little laugh, and let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Lear on the Line. Head to learontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, you guys. So I hit on my Instagram stories today. Well, actually, it was a couple of days ago now. With send in your submissions, and together we will debate whether it's cheating or not cheating. But also, again, some of them, they're obviously not cheating, but we're gonna click cheating anyway. All right. Okay, so let's just get straight into it, guys. All right, I'm excited. Number one, some of them as well, some of them are a bit like, really, like, are you serious, Leah? But again, they weren't from my brain. Okay, some of these I did think, oh, I don't know about that, but I wanted to put them in anyway because they were from you guys. So I wanted to see how many people think what, you know. So let's get into it. Number one, your man kissing a girl on the cheek on a night out. So we're thinking it's not a mate, it's not your mate, it's not someone you know, it's not a friendly face. It is, you know, maybe you've just got chatting and he's, for some reason, some bizarre reason, kissed her on the cheek, right? And I don't mean, like, I don't know, it sounds really babyish, right? On the cheek. Cheating, cheater. But what I'm saying is, like, you have to imagine the scenario. We have to imagine it. Because when somebody sent this in, I thought, kissing someone on the cheek. But then when I pictured it, my blood started to boil a little bit. It was approaching 100 degrees. And I thought, okay, I think we could use that. Because if you imagine a scenario, why are you doing that? Should I have a bit of respect? Why are you doing that? Do you know what I mean? And then when I think about it, I think, God, am I really over the top and jealous? I guess that's what we're here to find out for all of us. All right. So your man kissing a cheek, kissing a girl on the cheek on a night out. What do you guys think is the response? Because I'm quite surprised, I'll be honest. So 37% have said not cheating. And 63% have said, that's fucking cheating, mate. And you know what? I think I'm with ya. Because picture it like this, picture it. Whatever conversation is being had, you're too close, right? Because obviously the scenario is you don't know this person. You've just met them tonight. You're not there. Your boyfriend's on a night out, or your girlfriend, right? They're chatting to someone and you don't know this person that they're talking to. Neither do they. They met them tonight. And for some reason, they've got close enough that they've had a kiss on the cheek. And I'll tell you what, why I think it's cheating is because that is over the line of flirting. Flirting is one thing. A bit of flirty banter is one thing. You have then gone further than that point and you're physically flirting with them. You're kissing them on the cheek. Like, I can't imagine what you'd be saying. Like, oh, I don't know. I can't think of a scenario, but yeah, I actually do agree. And then some of these I'm thinking to myself and I think, am I a bit of a crazy bitch? All right, next one. Liking other girls' Instagram stories. Now, of course, this is situational and some context would help with our answer, but we can't give context because how specific can it be, I guess? So you guys have said you're very split on this one. 48% have said cheating and 52% have said not cheating. So let's just say pretty much 50-50. And here's what I think. If it is a random story, it's nothing. That isn't like a way, okay? If it is a selfie of them and you've liked it, I don't think that is cheating, because even if it was a feed post and you've liked it, I don't think that's cheating. I actually think liking somebody's story is deeper than a feed post. And you guys are going to think I'm fucking nuts, right? You guys are going to think I'm nuts. I'll tell you why. Because if you're liking a feed post, your intentions appear more innocent because you're not doing it in secret. You know I can see it if I want to and everyone else can see it. But liking their story, you know I can't see it. You know no one else can see it. The only person that can see it is you and them. That's why I feel like it's deeper. Why are you doing that? It's a signal of, I think you're fit. I think you're sexy. And to me, I don't know if cheating is the word, but it's deep. I actually think that's deep. Like, if I posted, I don't know, a lounge ad and I'm in my sexy lounge underwear, right? And I've put it on my story and some guys liked it and I know him and I know he's got a girlfriend. I would just think like, oof, shouldn't be doing that. Do you know what I mean? Like, so that's the other side of it, is that girl will probably know you and know that you have a girlfriend, and then that's embarrassing for me. So not only is it like you're giving somebody else that attention that is inappropriate, you're actually embarrassing me, you know? So yeah, it's 50-50, but I can see why, because obviously if it was just a random story, it doesn't matter. If it's a picture of her dog, or if it was like a picture of her coffee or food or whatever. If it was, she just looks 10 out of 10 sexy and you're liking it, what are you doing it for? All right, that's my opinion. Okay, cheating or not cheating? Following a girl from a night out that he doesn't know on Insta. So imagine this, your boyfriend or girlfriend is on a night out. You've checked the following because for whatever reason, you know, we were worried. Okay, you've checked the following. Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? You click on their profile. You watch their story. They're in the same fucking club. Your mind is running 100,000 miles an hour. You think, you've met in that club. You've exchanged socials. Why? Why? So, the polls. 28% have said not cheating. 72% are saying that's fucking cheating. And I am with you. I am 100% with you. Because that, for me, I would never do that in my right mind. If I was on a night out And for whatever reason, I'm spending enough time talking to someone to even get to that conversation of what's your Instagram. It feels like it was probably already inappropriate to get to that point. And for me to give somebody my Instagram or ask somebody else for their Instagram and fucking follow them. What? But at the same time, we don't know the full story from that point. Like, it could be, oh, you know, this, your best mate has started seeing someone and you met that night and you followed them. Actually, to be fair, the girl who sent this in did say he follows a girl from a night out that he doesn't know. So it is a total stranger, which in that case, no, it's not acceptable for me. So I'm with you guys on that one. Okay, cheating or not cheating. Buying a girl a drink on a night out. So I asked my mum this. I was like, Mum, do you think it's cheating if you was with someone and they bought a girl a drink on a night out? She was like, no. And I was like, what? I was like, what? Fucking hell. For me, I will deep everything, right? So if somebody had said to me like, oh, I saw Jamie out last night. He bought someone a drink. He bought a girl a drink. My mind would run so crazy. I would just imagine, like, what did you spend the whole night together? How did you know her? What were you talking about? What made you buy her a drink? Did you fancy her? Was she single? Did you kiss her? Like, for me, I keep saying that. It's actually annoying. For me, buying someone a drink, you are flirting. You fancy each other. You know, like, no one's ever bought me a drink unless there was a vibe. There was a vibe. Anyway, can I get you a drink? Can I get you a drink? And if I'm saying yeah, listen, I can't ever be one of them people that just takes free drinks and runs away. I've got such a guilty conscience. I could never do it. All I think about is the fact that that's someone's hard-earned money. Why would I ever do that? But I know there's so many people that do that, but it's fine. Each to their own, do you know what I mean? Who cares? But I just couldn't do it. So from my perspective, the only time I'm ever accepting a drink is if I fancy you. So you fancy each other. Moral of the story, you fancy each other. All right. You guys are saying 79% are saying that's cheating. Yeah, I'm not having it. Put it that way. I'm not fucking having it. What's the fuck? But then you do get these people that are so friendly and so bubbly and lovely and chatty and nice and kind, and they have no fucking idea. Do you know what I mean? They are so blind to the fact that that person they're buying a drink for might actually take that as you fancy them. Like, there are people like that. I know people like that. So I do think in situations, it isn't as bad as it seems. But yeah. All right, next one. Controversial one. We have kind of discussed this before. Cheating or not cheating, going to a strip club and having a dance. 75% are saying cheating and 25% are saying not. I'm surprised by that because when we did the weekly debate of like, are you okay with your man going to a strip club? A lot of you said, yeah, I'll come with, or I'll pay for it. Like, go, babe. That's fun. It's a fun night out. But today, 75% of you are saying no. But to be fair, we are talking about if you get a dance, which to me, it would make me so mad. It would make me mad. It would make me so angry. Listen, I know there's so, I know them personally, so many people out there that couldn't give a shit. It's like, it's a strip club, it's a dance, it's a laugh, it's a bit of fun, like whatever. Who cares? It's not that deep. I'm one of them people that I would feel so mad and jealous. Like, what are you actually doing, honey? It would make my blood boil, yeah. So I'm with you guys. Okay, next one. Cheating or not cheating? Liking the girl I'm worried about's pics. Oh no, sorry. Liking the girl I'm worried about, sexy, full on thong bikini pics. Missed out crucial detail there. So it's the girl you're worried about, your boyfriend has liked pictures of her in a fucking thong bikini, and he's told you not to worry about her. Yeah, fuck off, you're cheating bastard. Like, for me, That is cheating to me. Like, that's cheating. That's not even a bit like, oh, it's unacceptable. It's not like, you've cheated on me. Like, I don't find that cool at all. Liking bikini pics is one thing. Liking pics of the girl you told me not to worry about in her fucking bikini. That's cheating. You cheated on me. What the fuck? Because you don't have to do that. You know I'm worried about it. You don't, you cannot do that out of respect for me. If you have respect for me and you care about how I feel and how I'm perceiving things, you will skip that pic. Do you know what I mean? You will leave that one like the rest. But that one you can skip, you know? So yeah, 91% have said cheating. 91. And I'm fucking with you. I'm with you. All right. Cheating or not cheating? Sleeping in a bed with another girl and not doing anything. Cheating. Cheating. That's fucking... Get out! What are you doing? What are you actually doing? No, being in a bed with another girl is far too intimate for me. You're way too close for comfort. No, 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 no. Nothing in my right mind would allow me to get into bed with another man. Whether we were back to back, top and tail, it feels so disrespectful and so wrong that I could never. Oh my God, I would never live with that guilt. It would feel so fucked. And if I found out that Jamie was like, oh yeah, we blah, 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 me and someone, we ended up sharing a bed. You're fucking out of here. No way. No way. Okay, what do you guys think? 90% have said cheating. 90%. And 10% are saying not cheating. Oh my God. That's wild to me. I could never. Okay, next one. Cheating or not cheating? Having a work wife.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Let me talk from experience. My work husband from years ago, years and years and years ago, we ended up sleeping together. We were both single, might I add. And your work husband... It's because there is sexual chemistry. There is some sort of connection, whether it be sexual chemistry, you have an emotional connection, you know, whatever it is. Your work wife or your work husband, you may not even realize it at the time, but it's because there is chemistry. You are drawn to each other. You feel a bond with each other that is different to your other colleagues. And most of the time, it is sexual chemistry. And in my experience... Yeah, it doesn't end innocently. We were both single again, might I add. So if Jamie told me he had a work wife, oh my God, no fucking hope. Not hope in hell. Not hope in hell. Am I crazy? Because actually, I'm realising most of these, I'm like, that's cheating, that's cheating. Yeah, cheating, cheating. But to be fair to myself, the cheating is winning the poll on 99% of these. So... I'm not alone. Oh my God, sorry. I'm not alone. So yeah, okay, what do you guys think to this one? 58% have said cheating and 42% have said not cheating. I think it's a case of like, you know, when you get really close with someone at work, you might not even call each other your work wife or husband, but you love being on shift together, and he might walk you home if you finish late, or, you know, he might look out for you in certain ways around the workplace, blah, 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 he's got your back. It is because you have this thing, and I don't think there's words for it, but you have like an emotional connection. That is genuinely my thoughts on it, because I'm just talking from experience. That's all I can kind of relate. But yeah, so for me, I don't necessarily know if it's cheating, but it's definitely a humongous red flag of what you're feeling, you know. Okay, cheating or not cheating? Asking porn girls for a video or photos. 97%. That is our biggest result yet. 97% have said that is cheating. And I fucking agree. If it isn't obvious how I am about all these fucking things, well, I'm crazy. That, to me, is cheating. Hell yeah, that is cheating. Asking a girl for fucking videos and pics. It doesn't matter if that's her job. The fact is, you want it from somebody else, and it's not acceptable, it's inappropriate, and it's disrespectful, and it's cheating. Yeah, next. Okay, cheating or not cheating, a Snapchat streak with another girl. Now, I have made this very clear. I stay well away from Snapchat, and because of that, I don't know how deep the whole streaks thing is. I do know that a streak means you've messaged at least once every 24 hours to keep your streak going. So if that is the case, if I don't know who she is, and I'm talking, if that's not your best mate's girlfriend or a relative, I'm not happy about it. I'm actually crazy jealous. No, I'm not. I'm actually so chill. Like, ask Jamie, I'm chill. He doesn't do these things, so he's lucky. Really? No. All right. Let's get to the results. 60% have said cheating and 40% have said not cheating. So yeah, I'm not sure where I stand on that one, because I don't know how the Snapchat situation is. I don't know if people do Snapchat loads of randomers all the time, if that's like quite common, normal, you know. So, all right, next one. He sees a girl he used to have a thing with on a night out and hugs her for 10 plus seconds. The way you worded this just cracked me up so much. I'm shocked, really shocked by the poll results. I'll be completely honest. So 61% have said cheating and 39% have said not. So that really surprised me. A girl he used to have a thing with, guys. They've probably fucked. He's fucked this person and they've seen each other on a night out and they're that happy to see each other that it's been 10 seconds and they still haven't let go. Guys, 10 seconds is a long time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that's long. Imagine that. Imagine you had to see it. Whoa, whoa, break it up, break it up, break it up. What the fuck's going on here? No, but am I the drama? Because I think that's really wrong. Like, if I bumped into someone that's an ex or someone I used to have a thing with and I'm wrapped around them for 10 plus seconds, I'm happy to see them. I want to feel their body. I want to smell them. If I'm on somebody for 10 seconds, I'm sniffing your neck. I'm feeling our bodies touch. Why? Why are you doing that? Do you know what I mean? Am I crazy? This episode has made me really question my sanity. Wow. I mean, yeah. So 39% of you are saying not cheating and 61% are saying cheating. So listen, I don't know if it's cheating, but it's fucked. Okay, next one. Untagging himself from Insta photos I posted of us together because of other girls. Now, this one has shocked me more. 91% have said cheating and 9% have said not cheating. So 91% of you are saying you are cheating. Now, I get it, because in the question, you did say because of other girls. And if that is the case, he's untagging himself because of other girls. Yeah, that's cheating. You want people to think you're single. You want to keep me a secret. Well, that's cheating. Or you are already cheating. But if it wasn't that, and it could just be a case of like, oh, I don't like that picture of me, untag, then you could maybe excuse it. But yeah, every photo, bit sus. So yeah, I am with you guys. That is really fucking weird. Like, especially because you know it's for other girls. So yeah, he's cheating. Okay, cheating or not cheating? Keeping intimate photos of an ex or ex fling. 87% have said cheating and 13% are saying not cheating. I am with you. If it was a case of like you just got together and you've gone through their camera roll and you've been like, whoa, what the fuck? And they were like, oh shit, I genuinely didn't know I had any of them, or like, I forgot, it hasn't even crossed my mind to delete them now that we're together, blah, blah, blah. And then they delete them. You can move on from it, because, you know, you've just got together. He hasn't had time to, you know, think about cleaning out the camera roll just yet. Whatever, mate. Right, we can get past that. If you are deeply into a relationship and you find this content on their phone, fuck off, you know? So yeah, 87% said cheating. All right, next one. Refollowing a girl on Instagram he previously removed because you asked him to. No. 91% are saying cheating. I am with you. To be fair, I wouldn't ask somebody to unfollow someone. But if we've had conversations and you've said to me, look, I'll unfollow her, and I've said, no, it's fine, you don't have to, and you've done it, perfect. But, you know, if that is the case, and then you followed her again, nah, you cheating little bastard. What are you up to? Yeah, I'd think he's cheating, or he wants to, and he's thinking about it. You know, that's my personal thoughts on that one. All right, guys. Wow, I pretty much said cheating to all of them, so I think I need some counselling. Listen, you get told enough lies in your lifetime to know when someone's just a bit dodgy. Like, I just think we don't have to accept certain behaviours. And obviously, when I'm saying cheating, it doesn't technically mean cheating. It just means I wouldn't accept it, you know? So yeah, thank you guys so much for sending all of them in. You guys did such a good job on this episode. You did not disappoint, you never do. Let's read out some cheating stories to finish us off. Okay, guys, we are going to start with this one. My boyfriend was talking to a friend that was a girl for a while in Feb 2022. He was working night shifts. I was suspicious of it, but he reassured me. Oh, what's my phone doing? He reassured me that they were just friends showing me their convos. I moved on and they ended up not talking anymore. He told me last month that she randomly sent him nudes, so he stopped talking to her. What? Okay. I said, that sounds a bit weird. Yeah. I mean, I don't know many people. I mean, it definitely happens, but it's uncommon that someone just randomly sends you nudes. Okay. A week later, he told me that he's... Oh my God, that makes me want to throw up. He told me that he's... Guys, this makes me livid. Guys, imagine this was your boyfriend or girlfriend. Just imagine this. He told me that he saved them and wanked to them. You fucking for real? Are you okay? Oh my God, guys, are you kidding? Ready? A week later, he told me he fucking asked for them. Do you consider this cheating? I do. Yes, I do too. Yes, I do. But I'm just now clocking that you started this message with my boyfriend. So I'm just going to assume you guys are still together. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think if that was in the question box today, the response would have been 100%. Babe, you deserve way better. Love you. You deserve so much better than that. Ew, we love you. Okay. She got his name tattooed on her as friends. Little did I know, they were sleeping together. Oh, it was all in the tattoo, really, wasn't it? Also, even if you're just sleeping with someone, why are you getting their name tattooed? That's crazy from her. But oh, I hope you're all right, babe. Love you. It's not really a story, but I found another girl's underwear in my ex's uni room. He said they're yours, but they were not my size and not the brand I wear. No, not the gaslighting. They're yours, babe. Really? Because I'm a size 10 and these are a size 8? No, they're definitely yours. Really? Because I wear Victoria's Secret and these are Pretty Little Thing? Nope, they're definitely yours. Okay, brilliant. Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. All right, this is a long one, guys. I'm excited for this. My ex took me on a night out to meet his friends and see his city. I was from a different city. He took me home and got a pizza on the way after the night out. And then whilst I was getting ready for bed, he said his mate is in some drama and said he's just going to go and check they're okay. So he left me at home. I then went to bed, but I didn't fall asleep. They came back and I left him to sort things with his friend. I came out of his room and saw he'd set up his sofa bed. And him and a girl friend were in the bed together eating my pizza. He asked me to join, but I just said, no, I'm too tired. I just want to sleep. Then I was woke. Then I was woken up by the sound of them shagging on the sofa bed, which was literally against the wall my head was against in his bed. I couldn't even go home because I was drunk and lived an hour and a half journey away. So I just went back to sleep. He tried to shag me the next morning. Ugh. She's put loads of vomit faces. Oh my God, the absolute cheek of him. That's so disgusting. Oh, I feel so sad for you that you were stuck there. One thing I want to know is, where did you get your willpower? And where can I find that? Because I don't even know what would take over my body if I was in your situation. I would absolutely fucking fume. There's no way I'm staying in that room. I would literally lose my mind. So good on you for keeping your cool. Okay, another one. Let's finish off with this one, shall we? It wasn't me being cheated on, but I spoke to a lad for a few weeks. We went on a few dates to then find out he has a whole girlfriend who has been with for years. Found out through Facebook and messaged the girl to tell her. Not the, hey girl. Oh my God. She was lovely about it and ended things. Oh, we love her. The other day she walked in my place of work for an interview. So awkward. No. That's so awkward. Oh, bless her heart. She didn't get the job, thank God. Oh, bless her. Oh, no, poor girl. Did she see you? Hopefully not. Anyway, girlies, it's your sign to make sure you stalk that Facebook before meeting. Love you. Bye. Yeah, guys, never forget the Facebook. I always forget the Facebook. Who uses Facebook these days? But even I don't use it, but I'm still like in a relationship on Facebook. Yeah, so true, babes. Well done for the reminder. All right, guys, I'm so sorry to everyone that sent in them stories and have been cheated on, but I'm so proud of you. And how most of you handle these situations is really quite impressive. And yeah, teach us all your ways. But yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for sending them in. Let's wrap up the episode. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you stayed for the outro, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so, 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 so much. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. It has kind of made me feel a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Obviously, again, I'm not saying that they're cheating, but it's completely unacceptable. Why should we accept these things? No way. No way. It's a statement saying you're a prick. No, it actually is. But I hope you guys all have an amazing weekend, whatever it is that you're getting up to. I think I'm ready to start my festivities. You know, Winter Wonderland is booked in the diary. Can't remember when it is. Sometime in early December. I'm fucking buzzing for it. I can't wait to spend £5,000 on shit there. But I do it every year. I just love it. Hopefully we will bump into each other there. That'll be so fun, wouldn't it? All right, guys, I love you so much. I hope you all have an amazing weekend, and I'll speak to you on Tuesday for a brand new episode. All right, I love you. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.